I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. This guy had a ton of know-how on how to locate the football and then take it back the other way to the house. I mean, this guy was a highlight package waiting to be unveiled every week. He was a beast on one of the all-time great Steelers. His first year, by the way, on the Hall of Fame ballot, he's already a semifinalist. He's a national semifinalist. He's there. That is Troy Polamalu, and he is Steeler royalty, football royalty, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Troy, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing well. Quite an introduction. I wish it was all true, but
listen, hey,
thank you for having me on your show.
Don't take that humble. That humble approach doesn't work on this show, man. When you deserve that kind of an introduction, you get that kind of an introduction.
Well, thank you.
You got it.
So, Troy, obviously, it's quite an honor to be a semifinalist. What does this mean to you? I mean, you had a great career with the Steelers, obviously, championship, and an iconic player in a lot of ways. What does this honor or potential honor mean to you?
To be very frank, I've been really indifferent towards receiving any sort of, like, personal notoriety or awards in that sense. But if it means anything, it truly means that I'm a product of a great environment. Having such great teammates that I've been a part of over the 12 years that I was with the Steelers, I could think of players that are definitely more deserving on teams that I was a part of. But I also was a student of the game in terms of really studying a lot of other contemporary safeties and football players as well to find motivation, to find, you know, coaching tips and whatnot or just ways to get better. And I definitely have a list of other safeties, you know, that could be just as or more deserving than me. And that's just contemporarily speaking. But if you even look back farther, there's a greater list of great football players that haven't received such deserving notoriety as I have, perhaps.
You know, one of the great things about your tenure with Pittsburgh was that it felt like old Pittsburgh. Defense was dominant. You guys were flying all over the football field. And a lot of that is because of your head coach, who is still the head coach, and Mike Tomlin. Describe to us who Mike is. We don't get a lot out of him. He's very stoic with the media. But I know he's got an energy about him. Tell us about him as a coach and what, you know, your knowledge of him reflects on his job that he's doing this year, which is probably one of the hardest ones he's had to do with all the injuries. This is probably one of the best jobs that he's done so far, still in the playoff hunt at 7-5.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree for sure. And from Coach Tomlin's perspective, but I also would add that I think it takes great leadership in the locker room to overcome, you know, the amount of talent, the amount of leadership that's not present as it was in previous years as well. I think that, as you kind of said earlier, it's that old school, you know, defense wins championships mentality, and I think that the way that the defense has played this year, it's, you know, really kind of been proven out that, you know, the Steelers organization is really built through the defense and through the locker room as well. And Coach Tomlin has done a great job of letting the players lead through the locker room and finding good leaders that are respected by their teammates, as well as from, you know, the tactical perspective and of really putting people in the best position to win. And, you know, all that we used to say in the locker room previously was, if you just give us a shot at the playoffs. And I think the team currently has done a really great job of putting themselves and, you know, at making a good run in the playoffs. So it's really exciting to see this December football. It's obviously something that's really highly spoken of in the Steeler organization and the locker rooms and the meeting rooms about how important December football is. And you want to be a team on the rise, and I'm sure that this team is going to take that to heart.
We're talking to Troy Polamalu, the great Steeler, 12 years, 32 picks, 14 forced fumbles, 5 touchdowns, He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. It's just a matter of when, not if. He's already a semifinalist, first year on the ballot. There were some running quarterbacks when you played. Obviously, Michael Vick was in the NFL. You watched Lamar Jackson, and outside of maybe being, you know, maybe a little nervous if this guy's actually coming at you in their space on either side of you, nowhere to hide, how would you attack him? How would you try to stop Lamar Jackson?
Honestly, I think that's the question that everybody in every defensive meeting room, head coaches are trying to deal with now.
Yeah.
But one thing that I have learned about in this league is that when you have such a phenomenal talent like Lamar or any of these, you know, previous talents that we've had to deal with in the past, it doesn't take long for the coaches to figure it out. And where you truly become a professional is when you start to really observe yourself and seeing, well, of course, this is the way defense are starting to beat me or to give themselves a better opportunity to win against our team. But how can I evolve as a player so that my weaknesses become strengths and that my strengths, you know, continue to become stronger? And that to me is always a great testament of a real true professional that has, you know, a success that sustains over a period of time. So to me, not only is it interesting to see the amount of success that Lamar has, but it's always nice to see how these young successes develop over time as the league starts to figure out the game and where these athletes are stronger. So to answer your question directly, I have no idea.
I definitely
had great coaches like Dick LeBeau who definitely put, you know, our defense, myself, in positions to do really well against certain offenses or certain players. So it'd be really interesting to ask Coach LeBeau that question, if anybody.
Yeah, no, we'll get him on the show. We'll ask him. I'll probably say the same thing as you. I don't know. Troy, let me ask you this. One of the really unique things about the city of Pittsburgh, it's blue-collar rooted. It's a big city, but it's not too big. What made Pittsburgh so special? What was it like to play for those fans?
It truly is blue-collar rooted. And you know, what I think was really unique about the time that I got there in 2003 was definitely a city that was still shifting. And, you know, the amount of impact that UPMC as a great medical facility organization has done, as well as, you know, the new tech that's brought there through Google and Uber and whatnot, the city has really grown. And, in fact, it's grown really differently.
Hmm.
Whereas before when I was there, it was only Steelers, nothing other than black and gold. And, I mean, you wouldn't even see a sticker or a decal of any other team outside of anything out of Pittsburgh. And because it's grown opposite the way that it, you know, kind of the population dissipated in the 70s with the crash of the steel industry and whatnot, you know, all these Steelers fans went everywhere. So that's the beauty about being a Steeler, is that when you play in New York, Dallas, or any other, you still have these, you know, Steelers fans that grew up in Pittsburgh, had their deep roots. But then the opposite effect kind of happened a little bit too, is that, you know, as the industry started to grow, you have a lot of other people that have come from Green Bay and all these certain places that actually are reconverting to Steelers fans, given the nature of what it means and how much impact that blue-collar mentality still exists within the culture there in Pittsburgh.
That's a really good answer. Troy Polamalu with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Troy, I know you're 38 years old, but I hear you're coming out of retirement, not to get back on the gridiron, but to get back into the head and shoulders campaign with Pat Mahomes. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so first of all, it's been great to work with Pat. He's an amazing person, obviously a very talented football player, and definitely root for him and the Chiefs and having, you know, future success. But the argument still remains between us is that he often wins games, defense wins championships. I think he would say, you know, both win championships. But, you know, being part of great defenses with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would definitely say that we are the heart and soul of that team. And definitely, although Ben did, you know, the offense did bail us out a couple times, but defense is the true source of championships. So.
You know,
that's our campaign.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a good one, and everyone should follow it because you have a great head of locks that yeah, we
can,
that
can
we
you
don't.
Spare some. We are the shiniest domes in the business.
You know, Troy,
give us some hair.
Gray streaks in there still.
Troy, we only have like 2 minutes here, but I have to answer this question because you seem like the nicest guy in the world, and I know this because I interviewed you back in 2007. I remember coming down to Pittsburgh and talking to you and your teammates about your relationship with Heather Miller, who was a young girl who had an illness, and you guys adopted her. But there's a gentleness that I didn't know that you had. But you play the game with such a, like a, it's felt like a viciousness. How do you reconcile the two? Because football is such a violent sport. We know the concussion stuff that started to take over this game. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, any good news about me, I always call it fake news. But, to me, it was no different than how I would, you know, view any other part of my life. I'm extremely passionate about a lot of things in my life. And football is played in a certain way. And, I tried my best to play with as much passion as possible and really try to, you know, instill some of that in some of my teammates as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would approach anything else, you know, whether it's ballet or, baseball or basketball or anything other, any differently. I was just very passionate about what I did, and I try to do it to the best of my ability.
Troy, absolutely an honor. And watching you play, it was just pure joy, unbridled passion.
It wasn't for me.
Well, that's true. From my couch, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
As
an opponent, it wasn't nice.
And great having you on the show. Eventually, Hall of Famer. Could be very soon. Nice having you in, man. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you guys for your time.
Be well, Troy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gentle soul off the field, wrecking ball on the field.
Yeah. No, he would sacrifice his body, too.
He was good, man. His instincts were off the charts. Right. He was so good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.